This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven at the hour now. It's time for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here as we get into the new year, bringing on Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as he is every week to go through the top 10 stories, the list according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They've been doing it every week for every year for 30-plus years, and so we have the people list and the story list, and sometimes they're similar and sometimes they're not. But as we get into a new year, we get away from the stories of last year, or do we, Michael?
I was going to say, do we really? I don't think that reality has boundaries. In other words, the world doesn't suddenly change because it's a new year. But it keeps us organized. But a happy new year to you and to everybody listening. And here are our 10 stories. And, you know, things don't even slow down for holidays anymore. There was once a time when holidays, you know, there wasn't much news. At number 10, we'd have Santa Claus came to town. At number, at number 9, Santa Claus
lighting up the tree.
Down.
Yeah, right.
At number 8, Santa Claus says gender identity problems. At number 7, no, but here we go. At number 10,
the elves are all gay. Yeah, right. Okay.
Right, exactly. Now you're gonna like this one because it's sports, and you always seem to be.
I like it when there's some sports stuff in. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and you do too because you're a big football fan, and so this is right up your alley.
Yeah, I do like that, but you know, we call it as we see it. And this past week, there's been a lot of conversation about the National Football League playoffs and all kinds of controversies about the officiating, the rules, and the referees.
But you know what else, Michael?
Yeah.
There's been a whole focus on the number of people watching on television. The number of people on Monday Night Football broke all records this past week, as you know, I'm sure. You know, tens of millions of people are watching all these games. That's, you think the networks are silly? There's a football game on almost every night, and that's because that's apparently what people want to watch. Good God, look at the numbers.
They have this Thursday Night Football. At this point in the season, there's Saturday football, and then there's the normal Sunday and Sunday night football, and then there's Monday night football. So, and you know what's so amazing about the National Football League is it has so much power that it's really just a production company. It's just an entertainment company. They own the American, you know, zeitgeist. They're on so many networks.
Yeah,
that
and the networks all fight with each other about getting these guys on their television network. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so the NFL is a phenomenon from a standpoint of business, from a standpoint of culture, and certainly ratings. At number 9, Trump's legal battles. At number 8, Harvard's president resigned. At number 7, Epstein, John and Jane Doe's. At number 6, the Red Sea ship attacks. At number 5, the Israel-Hamas war. At number 4, the Iran terror attack. At number 3, the U.S. migrant crisis and the Mayorkas impeachment. The economy is at number 2 and the presidential race is at number 1. On the People Survey, number 10, Claudine Gay from Harvard. Bill Clinton at 9, Jeffrey Epstein at 8. Ibrahim Raisi at 7, Benjamin Netanyahu at 6, Alejandro Mayorkas at 5, Greg Abbott at 4, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis tied 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. And we're off and running another year, and this marks the beginning of the 34th year that Talkers has been around, and we've been doing this show for, I believe, about 32 years.
We're doing it a long time, pal.
about 32 years.
The wheels keep turning. Okay, so I'm going to throw something out here that will raise eyebrows, and I want to have you tell me what you think about the impact of race in the race, if you will. The number of people who are trying to assuage or to get to the minorities that make up a large portion of our population in this country. But they do it, it seems to me, sometimes the way they approach it, the heavy-handed way that they approach it, at the expense of the white voters. You know, we talk a lot about the immigrants that are illegal that are coming into our country, and most of them are have darker skin color, and the business about you know, we need to help this person, that, well, whatever it is. But it occurred to me this week that all of this stuff that is being done, and maybe this is why there's a separation, is a dangerous step to take to avoid or to eliminate the white person in the discussion. And the reason that I bring it up is because in my own hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, you go on the website, there's a card welcoming people to Framingham and happy holidays and stuff. And supposedly it represents five different groups in Framingham, white married couples and gay couples and black people and this is a whole different, you know, the ethnicity and the diversity of our community is well known. But yet it doesn't put into perspective the numbers. Am I wrong? Am I out of touch? Or what am I, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. Are you complaining about that? You know, whether you're
I think I am a little bit. Yeah, I think I am complaining about it. I don't think it's right or fair or just or makes good sense, frankly.
This is one of the problems that the country's facing in adjusting to a new awareness that it is a multicultural country, and that certain people should be represented in terms of how the public is depicted. We see this in television commercials. I want to say that the idea of having diversity and the idea of representing different peoples does not bother me at all. I think it's a healthy...
It doesn't bother me. I do, too.
The problem,
but I think it's out of context. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me finish the point. But in trying to get the pendulum to be balanced in a place where everybody is happy, that has not been easy to do. And there's a mad rush on the part of certain organization, advertising agencies, universities, colleges, companies, to prove that they're in step with this new attitude, and some white people feel that it's reverse racism, and that in fact white people are getting the short end of the stick on the local and in the immediate level, and therein lies the problem. For example, the university president, President Gay at Harvard, many people feel the only reason she was president is because she's black. A white person with her credentials would never have had a chance.
Correct. That's accurate, too, by the way. Yeah. I believe that that's 100% accurate. Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that when you watch television commercials, that the that it's clear to anybody who can see that they depict a far larger number of black people than the population reflects, and a tremendous number of mixed families with, you know, white and black husband and wife, or black and white, depending, and children of mixed race. So that discussion, being totally candid, is part of the national conversation right now, but it's spoken about very carefully because, you know, if you don't look at it objectively, honestly, and fairly, it comes across as, you know, white supremacy.
But if you do look at it with the same, in that same rigor, you've made this point about, and so have many other people, number eight this week on our countdown, the list, the story list has the story of this woman, Ms. Gay, resigning from Harvard. She resigned because she was told to. She was going to get fired because there was so much pressure being brought on the board of trustees from the student population at Harvard. And that's where the real, it wasn't outside pressure. It wasn't from investors or people who give to the college. Yeah, there was pressure, but not the kind of pressure that was coming from the student body. And so But this was a perfect example, as you dig into it, of somebody being hired because of the color of her skin and the color and her sex. She was not qualified. She never was qualified. And she rose through the ranks. If you look at all the stuff that was done. And, yeah, does this irritate people? And maybe does it make us sound, because people can accuse you of anything. Oh, you're a racist because you didn't like the president of Harvard. No, I'm not a racist. And I didn't like the president of Harvard because she didn't belong. Somebody didn't get the job who was more qualified than she, because of the color of her skin and the color and her sex. So, it's patently ridiculous that we continue, as you said so accurately, the pendulum swings back and forth. Somebody's got to get into the middle here and say, this is crazy. I mean, it goes back to when you and I were in college, when we had affirmative action and kids were admitted to college because of the color of their skin and they couldn't make it and they all dropped out after the first or second semester. It's too bad.
Well, some make it and some don't. And it's an imbalance. But, there are racists who didn't like the president of Harvard just because she was black. There is racism in the country. The answer to the problem is not to say racism doesn't exist. Why is this, going on? It's a problem of finding it's cultural. We have to truly become colorblind in order for this problem to go away.
How do we do that?
That is a matter of education. That is a matter of goodwill, awareness, a candid conversation like we're having now without appealing to anybody or any kind of spin. You'll notice I'm watching my words very carefully so as not to have any part of what I'm saying taken out of context. And, a clip of it and present me in a way that is not what I'm trying to say or what I think. But it's not easily solved, because the truth of the matter is, in American culture, everything was presented as lily white. It was too far in the other direction.
Exactly.
So we got to find a balance.
Yeah, right, exactly. I know some voiceover guys that I in the radio business who have lost their business because they weren't black. Yes, to make the point that you made earlier on. All right, let's take a break here. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. When you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And so it does. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, sort of a talk radio genius, if you will, inspiring us to think more thoroughly about some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. Number 7 on the story list this week is that focus on the Epstein list, if you will, and how this is a fabulous example of people misconstruing, contorting stuff of names on this list. They're just names. There's no context. There's no reason given for these people being on the list. This is the biggest disservice to a lot of people. It's pretty damned outrageous, actually, I think, Michael, to have this. And I don't even know what's the point. Who wanted the list released in the first place?
I guess there's a hunger for gossip, scandal, and the opportunity to spin any shred of evidence against any individual for political or other reasons. And that's why these are dangerous times. There's a nastiness, a cruelty, if you will, behind these things. Would you agree?
I do agree. I think that this is pretty damned outrageous, and that's why I asked. I didn't get in the context of anything that I found as to why it was released. The stuff's available. The judge said we want to release this stuff, but for what purpose? There are two or three different releases of hundreds of pages of information with thousands of names of people that may have come across in some way, shape, or form Epstein in his life. And Giselle Maxwell, and so what? At this point, it's like, really, yes, so we all know, probably to a fault, like Prince Andrew, number one on the name of the list, because he's a lech. And so pretty much people knew that, and nobody was surprised. You know, people love to conjure up whether Donald Trump was fiddling around or Bill Clinton was fiddling around with underage girls. And, you know, but what the heck is Drew Barrymore's name on here for? And Cameron Diaz? There's no context to any of this stuff. And yet, once again, another example of social media being completely irresponsible and out of control, because the list just shows up and people are like, oh, look at that. Drew Barrymore's on there. What's she on?
People love bad news about famous people. There's this underlying jealousy. We like to build them up and tear them down. What this ties into, Doug, is a larger problem, and I think it's one of the biggest problems we face going into this new epoch, if you will, that is even bigger than climate change, and that is the way this technology, coupled with the attitude of our society, takes any semblance of privacy out of the equation. If you think about how we have lost our privacy and are even losing it more so, where everybody is hooked into everybody, everybody is in everybody's face, everybody has their head up, you know what, this is extremely dangerous, not only to freedom, but to mental health. And it's rewiring our brains, and there's no way out, because you cannot participate in the wheels of society as they are set up today and maintain any kind of protective secrecy or privacy, which really is what freedom is built on. So this is a serious problem.
Yep, sure is. All right, as we're about talk radio, and there are a lot of people who do talk radio programs. Some of them are musically based, but there still are a lot of breakfast, what they call breakfast shows in England, but morning programs like the Talk Radio Countdown show we do during the course of our Good Day program during the week, which is mostly a morning program. But I want to talk to you when we come back about endorsements and how a person who's doing a radio program called Charlemagne the God, how he views Joe Biden. It's just an interesting anecdotal way of kind of piecing together things that are going on in aspects of talk radio, which is what we're talking about here. It's 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. And there is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list. 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now on the countdown, 34 after the hour, 26 before the new hour. That's radio lingo. I every once in a while get accused of sounding like a radio announcer. Well, I guess that's probably someone
you are one.
That's me, what I've been doing for an awful long time. Okay. Let's get back to the list, or at least one of the things people love about having you on the program, Michael, is your insight into the world of news talk radio or talk radio, and it goes beyond certainly our lists every week, or maybe it's part of the accommodation, the understanding in order to put this list together. You got to know who's on the air, what they're talking about, and how it all works. So I made quick reference to Charlemagne the God. I don't even know what this guy's real name is. He does a radio program, morning radio program called The Breakfast Club, and it's one of those shows that is on stations that are music-based, but yet it's a talk show, pretty much like Howard Stern did for all those years and still does do. So this guy was a big supporter of Joe Biden's, and he happens to be a black fellow, and he has lots of listeners, and so he endorsed and thought that Biden was the world's greatest. Now he doesn't think that. He thinks he's horrible. And he has suggested that he would back Nikki Haley because she's from the same state that he's from. And so you look at these things and you wonder, what impact? I guess my general question is, what impact do we really have? What impact does Sean Hannity have and Levin? And the local people that are doing these shows, some of the great hosts around the country, what impact do we really have?
Well, it's hard to measure it because it changes from day to day. It changes from news story and circumstance to circumstance. It also changes from host to host. The impact of talk radio over American culture, politics, and society has been profound since the modern era began with the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine way back in the 80s. Rush Limbaugh had a tremendous impact. But everything has less impact in terms of media as time goes by than it did before, because the number of voices, the number of channels has increased. it's very hard for anybody to get traction anymore. So it's hard to say exactly what Charlemagne the God's reversal on Biden and his support of Nikki Haley will be. It probably will help Nikki Haley in the primaries more than it necessarily will hurt Biden in the general election at this point. But there was once a time when, you know, Talkers Magazine and yours truly was going around saying talk show hosts are the most important talent in radio. Disc jockeys don't have any influence anymore. If you remember when this whole thing began in the 90s, in the early 90s, it was about talk show hosts being respected and, you know, for their influence. Now, I think talk show hosts are too respected, and we have to temper it a little bit, because who would have ever thought that they would become so influential, and thus they have to be scrutinized for ethics, principles, and correctness as much as any elected official. And we look at the media in an entirely different way. As far as Sean Hannity is concerned, his influence was profound because not only did he does he influence a lot of voters in the world, particularly Republicans and conservatives, but he also, when Trump was in office, it was quite obvious he was influencing presidential policy. He was one of Trump's major advisors. We've never seen a radio announcer, to use a term you used a few moments ago, have that much influence where a president of the United States turned to him for advice on an ongoing basis for years. And so that was something that was a remarkable phenomenon.
Interesting. I'm going to bring up two names. Paul Harvey, one of them, who I think had tremendous influence on the American population, not necessarily in just the political realm. He just... for whatever the reason, many thought it was his delivery, his, whatever his topicality was, but he had a tremendous influence, kind of like Sean. And then I think about guys like Jerry Williams in Boston, who was one of our original members of the talk radio group that we had for a long time, the Talk Association, and how he influenced. He was more influential in Boston and New England than any politician for a long time, I think. You know, he got Dukakis. He was very... Dukakis wanted to build a prison out in the middle of nowhere in central Massachusetts, and Jerry Williams single-handedly got enough steam and enough petitioners and enough focus on it to keep it from being done. And, you know, the days of the muckraker.
Right, the muckraker. You know, people... Yeah exactly. Those people in that era were not partisan. They were populist.
No, not at all. Yes, right. We didn't know really what they were, how they were voting. Yeah.
And as a result, it was a more honest type of an influence. It wasn't tainted by political interest or party favorites. And it's changed a lot. I don't know how a Mike Siegel or a Jerry Williams or people of that era would fare today, because it's all the daily dance of affirmation. You tell people what they want to hear, whether it's left or it's right, whether it's pro the president or anti the president. Rush Limbaugh played a major role in changing that paradigm from the Jerry Williams paradigm, where the talk show host was a curmudgeonly type of a person who didn't trust anybody and was a champion of the people. And his or her positions on things were not based upon party favoritism. We don't have that anymore.
Nope, not at all, frankly. And that brings me around to, as this program is being heard, it's the weekend of January 6th, and so there are a lot of people, okay, we're going to go back a few years to January 6th. Joe Biden says he's going to have a major address on the 6th, and basically the subtext is whether, you know, Trump is a threat to democracy or not and freedom. So instead of it becoming an overall overview of what's going on in America, it's a political speech to try to, you know, knock off support, which coming from him is really a waste of time. I mean, who believes that Biden is going to say anything about Trump? Why does he even bother? I guess would be the question. Does he really think, do people like this really think they get traction by taking a shot? Everybody knows where Biden is, as everybody knows where Trump is. So why waste this valuable time when, in fact, your job is to tell us what's going on in America, not what is going to interfere with your political life and your reelection? Am I right or not?
Well, theoretically, you're right. Academically, you're right. But in terms of practice, there's that middle ground that hasn't made up its mind yet. Obviously, there are people out there who are in the middle or are independent. And we have to talk about these things. The fact is, every politician is on one level an office holder, you know, who under oath committed to follow the Constitution of either the U.S. or their state or their town or whatever it may be and serve the public. And on the other hand, they are political vote mongers. This has always been the case. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, politicians used to be people of total, absolute, you know, unblemished virtue. They've always been slimy. You know, spinners. It's the problem is social media. The problem is the advance of communications, where back to what I said earlier, where we're in each other's faces. There's no privacy. Everything is out there. Everything is fair game. There's no hands off. There's no the press turning the other way for the sake of public peace, you know, and I think that most of the problems that we're facing today, it's a very complicated subject and very difficult to explain, but I think most of the problems we're facing today in terms of presidents making political speeches, back to your point, is the existence of social media and people not knowing the difference between something that's vetted and something that is credible versus something that is just made up out of thin air for political reasons by somebody broadcasting from their mother's basement.
Okay, well, we can go there. The fact that we have so many talk radio programs not in English anymore in our country, we have on many of these ethnic stations talk radio in Chinese and Korean, talk radio in Spanish, and that may have a big impact. Do we know what is actually going on some of these stations? I'm sure you probably had talkers followed because I see articles about some of the hosts. But how do you know? Even I remember having somebody on my program once a number of years ago who was analyzing what was being said on some of these Hispanic talk shows, and apparently they're swearing and all kinds of stuff, but because nobody understands what they're saying.
Watch yourself, because what you're saying indicates a bias on your part.
How so?
When you say we don't understand what they are saying, the truth of the matter is we are they are we. There is no official language in the United States. There's no government-sanctioned language. Spanish spoken in the United States, Chinese spoken in the United States, and all the other languages spoken in the United States, where every language in the world is spoken in the United States by some group of people somewhere. This is what America really is. So I could never say to you, yeah, we don't know what they're saying on those Spanish. Nobody knows what they're saying on those Spanish-language stations. That's a ridiculous statement, Doug. I know what you mean, but of course people know what's being said.
Well, you know? The people that are running the government, let's put it this way. People who are running the government, supposedly, like the Federal Communications Commission, pay no attention to things that they don't get complaints about, and because people are not do not know who might report this stuff, don't know what's being said, then there is no investigation into what
they're saying. The only people that should be complaining about whatever said are the people that are listening to it. How would you feel? How would you feel if something that you said on this show was reported in the news, and people that don't listen to you are now complaining to the FCC about what you're saying?
Actually happened.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that be careful what you say, because you're proselytizing something that you would not want to happen against you. The fact is, the FCC is not sitting around looking to cause people problems. They only respond to complaints, and most of the complaints that they get, they look at, they roll their eyes, and they throw them in the garbage. Mm-hmm. They so Just be careful when you say things like that. Like, you know,
I don't know what they're saying.
You know,
I don't feel like I need to be careful because I'm saying what I'm thinking. So if somebody says you're a jerk or you shouldn't say that, you know, do I get ostracized because of it by some group? Maybe. I don't know. But
I'm not telling you to change your thinking, and I'm not even telling you to change your candor. I'm just telling you be careful. Maybe you should change your mind. Because what you're thinking is not necessarily accurate to the reality of the situation, and you could be interpreted as being prejudiced. We reveal ourselves in many ways, and one of the things about talk radio, when you're on for hours and hours and hours, and you start, you know, and you're speaking in a spontaneous manner, we often reveal how shallow we are, or how little we know about things, how limited our life experience is, but we also reveal our biases in ways that we don't believe. So just be careful with the we and they, because we're all we, as far as I'm concerned, for a discussion of this nature.
And they are all them, as it were. All right. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continue. This is a good exercise. This is what talk radio is all about. That's why we get to the bottom line here each week when Michael is here. It's now 48 after the hour. The People List now from Talkers Magazine this week, published at gooddayshow.com and also on talkers.com, so you can keep up with the things that seem to be number one across the board on news talk radio stations. Number 10 on the People List is Claudine Gay, former president of Harvard. Number 9 is Bill Clinton. And number 8 is Jeffrey Epstein. Number 7 is Ibram Razi. 6 is Benjamin Netanyahu. Alexander Mayorkas is number 5. Greg Abbott is 4. Those who would be president, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, sort of tied at 3. Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. For the first time in quite a long time, the Joe Biden and Hunter Biden connection is not in the countdown, not being discussed, or at least according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, it isn't. So there you have it, the People List here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the stories from Talkers Magazine. You can find these listed, as usual this week, the first week of the new year, at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 10, we have a sports story, which is focused on football because so many people are into the playoffs, so that's number 10. Number 9, the focus on Trump and his legal situation. Number eight, the lady who was president at Harvard resigning. Number seven, all of the information that's come out this week about Mr. Epstein and what that's all about, who's connected to him. At number six, attacks in the Middle East. The Hamas war, the two, five and six kind of go together. Or actually four, five, and six. Six is about the attacks on ships. Number five is about the war itself, and Iran terror is number four. Three, the migrant situation in America, the economy is number two, and the presidential race this week, number one, according to doctors.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining me now is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a fixture on the countdown for lots of reasons, mostly his legal expertise and how he views or helps us view and understand some of the top 10 items when it comes to their legal significance. So I would start with number three this week. Steve, the focus on Mr. Mayorkas and whether we can get him impeached or not, and how impeachment actually works, and from when to when. Like, can you impeach a local official? Can you impeach a state official, federal? How does it work, and what's the breadth and width of who can be impeached?
Just about any public officer can be impeached. And, of course, remember, impeachment isn't the same as conviction. Impeachment is like bringing charges, an indictment. And so, President Trump was impeached, President Clinton was impeached, and neither of them was convicted. But the rules are dependent upon, where you are. The Constitution relates to the impeachment of federal officials, and we've seen judges impeached and other officials. States have their own rules. They're pretty broad, and they're broad in the sense that, it's one of the things about the American Constitution, which is adapted to so many changes in the world since it was first done in 1789, is the fact that it is One would say flexible and the other would say vague. And it is both of these things. So, you know, what are, for instance, with a president or an official, generally it's high crimes and misdemeanor. And the definition of high crimes and misdemeanor changes, you know, with the political winds. I do think it's a sad commentary today that impeachment is used as I see too often, as a political kind of weapon by one party against the other, when we're not talking about, you know, high crimes and misdemeanor. I mean, the fact that, you know, President Biden's been investigated since he got in there for impeachment with no real evidence of anything, it taints him. So it's something that should be the, you know, the nuclear option, but too often now it seems to be just a political weapon.
And to further that, I guarantee you that if Donald Trump is reelected as president, the first day he's president, the Democrats will start some kind of impeachment against him, especially if some of the legal things, the legal battles that he's struggling with have not been resolved. And the chances are, I guess maybe we ought to go down that street for a minute, because Trump's always on the story list and on the people list in the talkers world. So if we play this out, if Trump is elected president again and there are still charges against him and he still could go to court and be convicted, what happens then? Can he still serve?
Yeah.
Or does he pardon himself? Or what the heck happens?
You know, this is so unprecedented. You know, we don't know. But certainly, yeah, if you had a Democratic House, which is where the indictment, the impeachment takes place, and then the trial in the Senate, even if his trials were not completed, I think you very well could see an action to say that these actions qualify as high crime and misdemeanor. And in fact, one of the defenses, Trump keeps throwing stuff against the wall. I have a son-in-law who's a salesman. He says, I just keep throwing stuff up there and see what sticks. And in this case, one of his latest defenses is, I was acquitted or not convicted in any event in regards to impeachment, and some of the charges there relate to the same types of things that he's being charged criminally with, so therefore it's, you know, this is double jeopardy. That's something that's going to go nowhere, but you could imagine him trying to use that as a defense. I mean, it is just... One of my mottos is, things aren't as bad as you think, they're far worse. And what would happen politically if Trump was president and had those charges either still going on or convictions would be an incredible distracting mess for the country.
Number seven, we only have about 30 seconds, the Epstein list. What's the reason for it being, this judge says, release it? Why?
Yeah, there's no real legal reason for this. What these are this was evidence from Epstein's civil trial, and so this is just being done to let the public see whose names are in there, including, you know, quite prominently a surprise when, you know, we expected Clinton, we expected Trump to be in there, but now Alan Dershowitz is coming in there with some unsavory thing. So this is just the people's curiosity. There's no legal basis for it.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.